Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. This week, I'd like to discuss acidity versus alkalinity of the body. This is in the public sphere pretty well at this point, and with so many topics, yes, controversy reigns. So, is there validity to this topic? The original concept is that we can control the pH within our bodies with the foods we eat. Modern diets leave more of an acid residue for the body to deal with than the more alkaline-producing foods we evolved with for millennia. So this means refined foods have an imbalanced degree of minerals in them that our bodies must deal with. White flour and white sugar, for example, have been stripped of their alkaline-balancing minerals like potassium, calcium, and magnesium. So without those minerals, our bodies are left to contend with a more acidic bunch of minerals, such as sulfates from meats and chloride from processed foods, and phosphorus as well, found in soft drinks. The idea then is to eat less acidifying foods and more alkaline-forming foods. That is, if you're moving from a typical American diet. Luckily, the popular Mediterranean diet, or a plant-based diet, does just that. You're eating whole grains with the minerals from nature still present, and smaller amounts of meat, which reduces the quantity of sulfur the body must contend with. Critics point out that the pH of the blood is controlled by our breathing. And yes, this is so, as we must carefully keep the pH of our blood in a very tight, slightly alkaline state for our bodies to operate. This is true, but the problem is, if our acid load is much higher than we can handle, the body must use the alkaline minerals from tissues such as bones to buffer that low pH. In fact, necessary minerals such as calcium and magnesium can't strengthen the bones as well in an acidic environment, but are able to do so when potassium citrate, an alkalizing agent, is ingested by subjects. One criticism I think that should be addressed is the practice of people measuring their pH through the urine, which apparently doesn't work. That is, most urine will be slightly acidic, and this doesn't correlate with the body's acid load. The problem with measuring the body's pH is in the fact we're dealing with the fluids within the cells of the body, and the spaces between, rather than the blood or urine, so it's just problematic to directly measure this that easy. The vast bulk of studies do point to this acid-base connection with the body and illness, and dealing with it through food as a valid concept. One study that showed saturated fats correlate with bone loss also showed the same problem with marine omega-3s, which most of us healthy eating advocates don't want to hear. That is, fish eating, or at least too much, also correlates with osteoporosis. This is in line with the acid-base idea, as fish is, like it or not, also acid-creating. Coffee is in a strange place, as one source claims it's acidifying initially, then finally alkaline-creating. In any event, be careful with more than a cup or two of coffee, as every 100 milligrams of caffeine, roughly one cup of Joe, appears to leach out several, maybe around 6 milligrams of calcium from the bones. Green tea appears not to do this, so yes, green tea is a better choice for osteoporosis prevention. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to talking with you again next week.